The following is a class on the Bhagavad Gita as it is, chapter number 10, text number 20, given by His Grace Sriman Sankarshan Dasat Hikari, recorded on April 8th, 2010, in Vilnius, Lithuania.
So I've been asked to speak tonight on Srimad Bhagavad Gita, chapter 10, text 20.
Taigi, šį vakarą manęs prašė paskaityti iš Srimad Bhagavad Gitos 10 skyriaus 20 tekstą.
So, to invoke auspiciousness, we will first chant the following mantra.
Taigi, tam, kad išaukti palankumą,
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Aham Atma Gudakesha.
Aham Atma Gudakesha.
Sarva Bhutashayastita.
Sarva Bhutashayastita.
Aham Adishcha Madhyamcha. Bhutanam anta eva cha. Translation and purport by Srila Prabhupada. I am the super soul, O Arjuna, seated in the hearts of all living entities. I am the beginning, the middle, and the end of all beings. Purport.
Posmo vertimas. O Arjuna, aš super siela, glūdinti visų gyvų esybių širdise. Aš visų būtybių pradžia, vidurys ir pabaiga.
In this verse, Arjuna is addressed as Gudakesha, which means one who has conquered the darkness of sleep. For those who are sleeping in the darkness of ignorance, it is not possible to understand how the Supreme Personality of Godhead manifests himself in various ways in the material and spiritual worlds. Thus, this address by Krishna to Arjuna is significant. Because Arjuna is above such darkness, the personality of Godhead agrees to describe his various opulences. Krishna first informs Arjuna that he is the soul of the entire cosmic manifestation by dint of his primary expansion. Before the material creation, the Supreme Lord, by his plenary expansion, accepts the Purusha incarnations, and from him everything begins. Therefore, he is Atma, the soul of the Mahatattva, the universal elements. The total material energy is not the cause of the creation. Actually, the Mahavishnu enters into the Mahatattva, the total material energy. He is the soul. When Mahavishnu enters into the manifested universes, he again manifests himself as the super soul in each and every entity. We have experienced that the personal body of the living entity exists due to the presence of the spiritual spark. Without the existence of the spiritual spark, the body cannot develop. Similarly, the material manifestation cannot develop until the Supreme Soul, Krishna, enters. As stated in the Subal Upanishad, Prakatyadi sarvabhutanaryami sarvasheshi chanarayanaha. The Supreme Personality of Godhead is existing as the Super Soul in all manifested universes. The three Purusha avatars are described in Srimad Bhagavatam. They are also described in the Sattvata Tantra, Vishnosh Tritrini Rupani Purushakyanyato Vidu. The Supreme Personality of Godhead manifests three features as Karanadakashai Vishnu, Gabadakashai Vishnu, and Chiradakashai Vishnu. In this material manifestation, the Mahavishnu or Karanadakashai Vishnu is described in the Brahma Samhita 5.47, Ya karanarnavinda jale bhajatis mayoga nidram. The Supreme Lord Krishna, the cause of all causes, lies down in the cosmic ocean as Mahavishnu. Therefore, the Supreme Personality of Godhead is the beginning of this universe, the maintainer of the universal manifestations, and the end of all energy. Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Jata Dara Kamala Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupa Sagra Jata Sahagana Raghunathan Vita Sajiva Sadaita Zavaduta Parijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Deva Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhanvitamscha. So why is Krishna explaining these things?
Taigi, kodėl Krishna pasakoja visus šitos dalykus?
Why did he take the trouble to explain all this?
Kam jam reikia vargti aiškinti visą tai?
Because he wants us to know this.
Todėl, kad jisai nori, kad mes visą tai suprastume ir žinotume.
Why does he want us to know this?
O kodėl jisai nori, kad mes tai žinotume?
Because this is how we become happy.
Nes to žinojimo dėka mes tampame laimingi.
This is how we will regain our original spiritual identities. Right now we are dreaming. I am male.
Aš vyras.
I am female.
Aš moteris.
I am Lithuanian.
Aš lietuvis.
I am American.
Aš amerikietis.
I am Russian.
O aš rusas.
So, what is the result of this dream state?
Ir kokia visų šito sapno pasekmė?
It's miserable.
Pasekmė paprasta, tai yra tiesiog kančios.
Why?
Kodėl?
Because this body is destined to suffer.
Todėl, kad šitas kūnas įskirtas teikti kančias.
But the laws of this material nature, this body must suffer.
Tiesiog dėl šito materialaus pasaulio dėsnio, šitas kūnas priverstas teikti kančias.
There's the fourfold miseries.
Yra trijopos kančios.
Janma, mrityu, jara, vyadi. Birth, death, old age, and disease. And if that wasn't enough to make your life miserable, then there's the threefold miseries also. Adiatmik, adibhautik, adidaivik. Miseries caused by the mind and the body, adiatmik. Misery is caused by other living entities, adibhautik. Misery is caused by natural disturbances such as Lithuanian winters. Or Texas summers. So many miseries. We are being tortured. So, Krishna being very, very compassionate upon us, is speaking these words for our benefit. And he is personally accompanying us also.
Ir, kas labai svarbu, jis asmeniškai lydi mus.
As our best friend.
Iš tikrųjų, jis pats geriausias mūsų draugas.
The super soul, the Lord in the heart.
Jis yra super siela, tai yra širdies viešpats.
Shiradakashai Vishnu.
Shiradakashai Vishnu.
Can you imagine what a great friend is Krishna?
Ar galite net įsivaizduoti, koks nuostabus ir didis draugas yra Krishna?
Everybody has some friends. Just imagine if you were found guilty of some crime and you were given a life sentence, you have to life imprisonment.
Įsivaizduokit, jūs apkaltino kažkokiu tai nusikaltimu ir jūs pasmerkė kalėti iki gyvos galvos.
Which one of your friends would agree to come and spend the whole his whole life in prison with you just to give you company?
Tai dabar pabandykit prisiminti visus savo draugus ir pagalvokite, kuris iš jūsų draugų sutiktų su jumis keliauti į kalėjimą ir iki gyvos galvos sėdėti šalia jūsų.
You have any friends that are that good?
Ar turite tokių draugų?
They would spend the whole life in prison with you just to keep you company?
Ar turite tokių draugų, kurie visą likusį gyvenimą prasėdėtų su jumis kalėjime?
Or how about millions of lifetimes in prison?
O ką įsivaizduokite, jeigu jums tektų milijonus gyvenimų sėdėti kalėjime?
Do we have any such friend?
Ar turite tokių draugų?
No.
Ne, neturite.
But yet Krishna, he has such a friend.
O štai Krishna yra toksai draugas.
He is coming and living with us in the prison of this material body.
Jis ateina ir gyvena su mumis šito materialaus kūno kalėjime.
Just to always give us that encouragement.
Tiesiog tam, kad visą laiką suteiktų mums įkvėpimą.
To come back to him.
Kad paskatintų mus galų gale sugrįžti pas jį.
So we should take advantage of the presence of the super soul.
Taigi turime pasinaudoti šito privalumu, kurį duoda super siela.
We should pray to that Lord within our heart.
Turime melsti, maldauti viešpaties, kuris randasi mūsų širdyje.
Please guide me how I can please you.
Prašau, vadovauk man, nurodyk man, kaip aš galiu tave patenkinti.
You've so kindly come to spend these millions of lifetimes with me in this material existence.
Tu toks maloningas, tu lydėjai mane milijonus gyvenimo mano buvimo šitoje materialioje egzistencijoje.
You're so loving to me, you're so kind to me.
Tu taip myli mane, tu taip rūpiniesi mane.
So now please guide me how I can please you, my dear Lord.
Todėl prašau, ves mane, nurodyk mane, kaip aš galiu tave patenkinti.
Please bless me, I can do what you want me to do.
Prašau, suteik man savo palaiminimus, kad galėčiau padaryti kažką, kas...
You don't have to go very far to find Krishna.
Taigi, nereikia eiti kažkur labai toli tam, kad surastum Krishna.
He's sitting there right inside of your heart.
Jis randasi jūsų širdyje.
He's seeing everything that you're doing.
Jis mato viską, ką jūs darote.
He knows every thought that's going through your mind.
Jis žino kiekvieną jūsų mintį.
You can't fool Krishna.
Krishnas neapgausit.
Sometimes people, they cheat.
Kartais žmonės sukčiauja.
On the fast day, you see. On a fasting day. When they're doing nirjal, they go to take bath in the river on nirjal.
Kaip pavyzdžiui, žmonės tokia gudrybė kartais daro. Jie badauja per nirjalą kadaš ir jie eina maudytis į upę.
And then to take their bath, they go under the water, you see.
Ir maudydamasi jie panyra į upę, po vandeniu.
And while they're under the water, they go...
Ir po vandeniu, kai niekas nemato.
They take a drink while they're underwater.
Jie gurkšti.
And they think, well, nobody saw me do that. They think I'm doing a first-class nirjal. But while taking their bath, they cheat, you see. But Krishna is seeing. He sees everything. Therefore, we should pray that we can become pure. Why? Ye yata mang prapadyante tangs tatayu bhajamyaham. Inasmuch as they surrender to me, I reward them accordingly. Well, what kind of reward does Krishna give you then? Is it worth it? Does he give you some money or he gives you he upgrades you to a better car? I mean, what does he give you?
Ar jisai duoda jums pinigų, ar, kaip sakant, duoda jums geresnę automobilį, ką jisai duoda jums?
Krishna gives you the greatest upgrade of them all.
Krishna duoda jums pačią didžiausią vertenybę.
He gives you himself.
Mislim, duoda pati sada.
That's pretty amazing. Ananyaschintayantomam yejana prayapasate tesham nichibiyuktanam yogachemam vahamyam. Yes. 9:22 Bhagavad Gita. Krishna says, for those who worship me with exclusive devotion, meditating on my transcendental form, I preserve what they have and I carry what they lack.
9:22 Bhagavad Gita. Tačiau tiems, kurie visą su ypatingu pasiaukojimu garbina mane, medituoja mano transcendentinį pavidalą, aš suteikiu viską, ko jiems trūksta ir išsaugau tai, ką jie turi.
Krishna, Prabhupada said, delivers to your front door all of your necessities.
Ir kaip Prabhupada sako, Krishna prie pat jūsų durų atneša viską tai, ko jums reikia.
Now you may say, what are you talking about, Sankarshan Prabhu?
Ir jūs galite pasakyti, apie ką jūs kalbate, Sankarshan
Prabhu? I'm Krishna conscious.
Aš juk įsisąmoninęs Krishna.
But I'm struggling to get my necessities.
Ir man taip sunkiai sekasi gauti savo gyvenimiškus reikmenis.
I don't see Krishna coming to my door and delivering my necessities. What are you talking about?
Nepanašu, tikrai nemačiau, kad Krishna man prie durų viską atneštų, ko man reikia. Apie ką jūs kalbate?
But you failed to note the first statement in the sloka.
Bet jūs nepastebėjote, neatkreipėte dėmesio į pirmą teiginį šitame posme.
For those who worship me with exclusive devotion.
Ir ten yra sakoma, tačiau tiems, kurie visat su ypatingu pasivaukojimu.
What does exclusive devotion mean?
Ir ką tai reiškia su ypatingu pasivaukojimu?
To the exclusion of everything else.
Tai reiškia, kad atmetus visą kitą.
I have one love and one love only, and that's Krishna.
Aš turiu tik vieną meilę, ir tai myliu tik tai vieną. Krishna.
This undivided devotion is further elaborated by Krishna in chapter 11.
Ir va šitas besąlyginis atsidavimas, besąlyginis pasiaukojimas, plačiau aprašomas Krishnas Bhagavad Gita 11. skyriuje.
Text number 54. 54. Bhaktya tvananya shakya aham evam vitorjana gyatum drashtum chatatvena praveshtum chaparantapa. My dear Arjuna, only by undivided devotional service can I be understood as I am standing before you and can thus be seen directly. Only in this way can you enter into the mysteries of my understanding.
Mano brangus Arjuna, tik tai su pasiaukojimu tarnaujant man ir į nieką kitą nenukrypstant, galima pažinti mane tokį, koks stovi priešais tave. Ir tiesiog į mane išvysti, tik taip galima atskleisti mano pažinimo paslaptį.
So how much do you want Krishna?
Taigi, kiek jūs norite pamatyti Krishna?
You're going to get as much Krishna as you give yourself to Krishna.
Jūs gausite Krishnos tiek, kiek jūs pats save atiduosite jam.
How would you like to be a personal associate?
Kiek norėtumėte būti jo asmeniniu palydovu?
Of that supreme person.
Šitos aukščiausiosios asmenybės.
Who owns everything and controls everything.
Kuriam viskas priklauso ir kuris viską valdo.
Well, all you have to do is fully surrender to him.
Vienintelis, ko te reikia, visiškai jam atsiduoti.
All you have to do is fully engage yourself in Krishna consciousness.
Vienintelis, ko te reikia, tai yra pilnai pasinerti į Krishna sąmonės praktiką.
As confirmed in the Narada Pancharatra.
Ir tai yra patvirtinama Narada Pancharatra.
This is on page 341 in the English edition. I'll show you. Let's see. It's let's see. It's in the purport to Bhagavad Gita 631. Dikkaladyana vachane Krishne cheto vidayacho tanmayo bhavati chipram jivo brahmani yojayat. By concentrating one's attention on the transcendental form of Lord Sri Krishna, who is all-pervading and beyond time and space, one becomes fully absorbed in thinking of Krishna and then attains the happy state of being in his transcendental association, of the happy state of transcendental association with him.
Postmodernizmas, sukaupus dėmesį į transcendentinį, visą persmelkinti, anapus laiko ir erdvės egzistuojantį Krišnos pavidalą, mintimis pasineriama į Krišną ir pasiekiamas džiaugsmingas transcendentinio bendravimo su juo būdis.
So, you can actually be an associate of God.
Taigi, jūs irgi galite būti Krišnos draugu, Krišnos
palydovu. You can directly, personally associate with Krishna at every minute.
Jūs betarpiškai galite kiekvieną akimirką bendrauti su Krišna.
Whether you're at the temple,
nepriklausomai nuo to, ar jūs šventykloje,
whether you're at home,
ar jūs namie,
whether you're at work,
ar jūs darbe,
whether you're at school,
ar mokykloje,
whether you're driving down the street or riding in a bus,
ar jūs vairuojate automobilį gatvėje ar važiuojate autobuse.
You can be in direct contact with Krishna at every minute.
Kiekvieną akimirką turite galimybę, galite.
If you fully surrender your heart, mind and soul to Krishna.
Jeigu pilnai atidavėte savo širdį, savo mintis, save
Krishnai. Krishna is ready to give himself to you.
Krishna yra pasirengęs atiduoti save jums.
But he will only do so insofar as you give yourself to him.
Bet jis padarys tai tik tai tada, kai jūs pats save atiduosite jam.
So therefore the intelligent person realized this is really a good deal.
Taigi išmintingi žmonės supranta, o, tai puikus sandėris.
I can own God.
Man priklausytų pats Dievas.
Why should I try to own anything in this material world?
Kodėl turiu stengtis dar kažkokios kitos nusavybės iškoti šitame pasaulyje?
Abrahma bhuvana loka punaravartin arjuna 8:16. Abrahma bhuvana loka punaravartin arjuna mam upechyate kaunteya punarjanmana vidyate. From the highest planet in this material world, Brahmaloka, down to the lowest, all are places of misery wherein repeated birth and death take place, but punarjanmana vidyate, one who takes birth in my abode, one who returns to my abode, never takes birth again.
Visos materialaus pasaulio planetos nuo aukščiausios iki pat žemiausios, tai kančių kraštas, kur kartojasi gimimas ir mirtis. Tačiau atėjai mano buveinę aukunti sanų, niekada daugiau nebegimsta.
So even if you can achieve the post of Brahma,
taigi, net jeigu jūs pasiektume Brahmos lygį,
the most powerful, wealthy, intelligent person in the entire universe,
pačios išmintingiausios, pačios turtingiausios, pačios galingiausios gyvos būtybės visoje visatoje,
Brahma is in a miserable position.
Brahma, iš tikrųjų, šita padėtis yra apgailėtina.
Why struggle for anything in this material world, you see?
Kam verta kankintis ir siekti kažko tai šitame materialiame pasaulyje kažkokios padėtis?
You know what Bhagavatam said? If you endeavor for something in this material world,
ar žinote, ką sako Bhagavatam? Jeigu jūs siekite, jeigu dedate pasakas kažką laimėti materialiame pasaulyje,
shama eva hi kevalam, it is simply useless waste of time.
Visa tai yra tiesiog bergždžias laiko švaistymas.
So don't waste your time.
Taigi, nešvaistykite savo laiko.
Play around, playing around in misery.
Žaisdami su kančiomis, žaisdami kankinančioje situacijoje.
Come to Krishna consciousness.
Priimkite Krishna sąmonę.
Tamasi ma jyotirgama. Don't remain in the darkness. Come to the light.
Neišlikite tamsoje, ateikite į šviesą.
This is the instruction of the great sages.
Taip moko didieji išminčiai.
The great acharyas.
Didieji acharyas.
If we are intelligent, we will follow that pathway, the Acharya Marg.
Ir jeigu mes iš tikrųjų išmintingi, mes seksime Acharyų nubrėžtų kelių. Acharya Marg.
They are the great personalities who have guided the Vedic civilization for thousands and thousands of years.
Tai ypatingai išmintingos asmenybės, kurios tūkstančius metų vedė vedinės kultūros civilizaciją.
If we will listen to these great authorities,
ir jeigu mes klausytumėmės šitų,
such as Narada Muni,
pavyzdžiui, tokių kaip
Asita,
Asita,
Devala and Vyasa.
Devala ir Vyasa.
Then we will get the proper understanding.
Tada mes tinkamai viską suprasti.
How to utilize everything for the greatest benefit.
Kaip viską tinkamai panaudoti ir gauti didžiausią naudą.
Do you realize how rare this human birth is that you have right now?
Ar jūs iš tikrųjų suprantate, kokią unikalią galimybę suteikia, kiek retą galimybę suteikia šitas gimimas žmogaus kūne, kokią dabar turite?
It is a very, very rare birth, you see.
Iš tikrųjų, toks gimimas yra be galo retas.
And rarer still is to come in contact with Krishna's pure devotee.
Ir dar kas yra rečiau, tai yra turėti galimybę susitikti tyra Krishna's bhakta.
So now you have the greatest opportunity.
Tai jūs turite pačią unikaliausią, pačią puikiausią galimybę.
The odds of any living entity being in the position you're in right now are practically non-existent. The odds are practically zero. The odds, the mathematical odds of being a human birth who's come in contact with a pure devotee, it's practically zero, almost 0%.
Ta prasme, galimybė, kad vat, jūs tiesiog vat, gimtumėt žmogumi ir turėtumėt galimybę susitikti tyra viešpatės bakta yra beveik nulinė.
I'll give you an idea, but how are the odds of being in the position that you're in right now. Just imagine in the vast Pacific Ocean. There is one turtle. And once a year, for a few seconds, he sticks his head up above the water. And just imagine in that vast Pacific Ocean, there is one board floating. And that, you know what a knot hole is? It's a little hole, natural hole in the woods. See a knot hole? Yeah. There's a knot hole in that board. So that turtle, he's swimming around the huge ocean. That board is also floating in the ocean. So what are the mathematical odds that that turtle will stick his head through the hole in the board when he comes up? It's practically impossible that it could happen.
Matematiškai tai vadinamasi praktiškai neįmanoma, beveik neįmanoma.
Once in millions and billions and trillions of years, it might happen by the mathematical odds. So just consider, what is your position right now? You've gotten this human birth, and you've come in contact with Krishna's pure devotee. His divine grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. By hearing, reading his books, by associating in his movement, you have come in direct contact with Prabhupada. So now take advantage of this greatest mercy.
I'm
coming in contact with such a great, powerful acharya. Follow his teachings very seriously. Become a devoted follower of Prabhupada's movement. And he will awaken pure love of God within your heart. You will gain direct darshan of Krishna himself. And all of your problems will be finished. Therefore, go on chanting. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. And you will swim forever in an ocean of unlimited transcendental bliss. So now I can ask if there's some questions.
Taigi dabar norėčiau paklausti, ar yra kokių klausimų.
Šiuo metu, kai viešpatės Čaitanės Mahaprabhu misija vyksta, plečiasi visam pasaulyje, tai patikimybė gal didėja?
Maybe now then the Lord Chaitanya movement is more spreading in the world. So maybe this possibility is increasing, of this possibility is increasing.
Yes, that possibility is increasing by the mercy of the devotees. The odds are increasing now for everyone to become Krishna conscious.
Taip, bhaktų malonė šita galimybė gauti Krishna sąmonę jinai didėja, nes bhaktai skleidžia.
But still, we are a very small little movement.
Bet vis tiek šitas judėjimas yra be galo mažas.
How many Christian churches are there in Vilnius?
Ar kas nors galėtų pasakyti, kiek yra krikščionių bažnyčių Vilniuje?
Yes, sir. So we're still very small.
Taigi, nepaisant visko, mes vis tiek labai nedidelis.
So we have to expand this movement.
Taip, mums reikia skleisti ir plėsti šitą judėjimą.
So that everybody will have this opportunity to become a devotee.
kad kiekvienas gautų tokią galimybę tapti tirubu.
We have to be kind upon these poor souls who are caught up in karma chakra.
Mes turime būti gailestingi toms vargšėms sieloms, kurios strigusios karma chakros.
By dedicating our lives to liberating them, our liberation will be guaranteed.
Jeigu mes pašvęsime savo gyvenime išvaduoti joms, mūsų pačių išvadavimas bus.
Lord Chaitanya has ordered us. Jari deka tarikaha krishna upadesha mara agayu guru hoyatare desh. Whoever you meet, you tell them about Krishna. And this way, on my order, you become guru and deliver the people of Lithuania. Or whatever country you're in. So in this way, everyone, if the devotees become very merciful and tell everybody about Krishna, our movement will spread like wildfire to every town and village all over the world very quickly. This is called spreading the rays of the benediction moon. So every devotee should take this as his personal mission. To spread the rays of the benediction moon. Any other questions?
How we can speak to everyone about Krishna and at the same time to avoid the ninth offense?
Yes, by becoming very expert.
Taip, mums reikia tapti sumaniais.
In other words, you give them what they can handle.
Tai yra, kitaip sakant, reikia duoti tai, ką jie sugebės suvirškinti.
In the beginning, you may not preach to them directly, you may just give them prasadam and make friends with them.
Galbūt pradžioje nereikėtų pamokslauti betarpiškai, galbūt pradžioje reikėtų duoti prasadam.
That's where they are also getting Krishna.
Nes tokiu būdu jie irgi gauna Krishna.
It's like we were doing a prasadam distribution program at the University of Florida many years ago.
Kaip pavyzdžiui, kai mes darydavom prasado platinimo Floridos universitete prieš.
Actually, that program is still going on.
Iš tikrųjų, šita programa tęsiasi ir toliau.
It's the longest standing Food for Life program in the whole of ISKCON.
Visame ISKCONe tai ilgiausiai besitęsianti maisto prasado dalinimo programa.
I started it back in 1973.
Aš pats pradėjau tą programą 1973 metais.
So, we would just give out prasadam to the students.
Mes tiesiog duodavom prasadą studentams.
It's amazing, the power of prasadam.
Ir tiesiog stulbinantis prasado poveikis.
I took a bowl of Simply Wonderfuls.
Aš tiesiog imdavau
in a harmonium.
Rutuliuko dubenėlį ir harmoniją.
And I sat there under a tree on the campus and sang Hare Krishna.
Aš tiesiog atsisėdavau po medžiu universiteto kaimelyje ir dainuodavau Hare Krishna.
And I made a devotee. He dropped out of school, was shaved up, put on a saffron robe and went out distributing books. And then there was one store across the street from the university campus. So I set up my harmonium outside the store in a little grassy area by the store. With my bowl of Simply Wonderfuls. And one girl came out of the store. I told her about our program. I gave her a Simply Wonderful, invited her to our temple. And she surrendered also, became Harinama Devi Dasi. So even if you just go out and sing a little bhajan, but give out some Simply Wonderfuls, you'd be amazed. No one has tasted anything so sweet as some of these Simply Wonderfuls. My godbrother, Nanda Kishore Prabhu, asked Prabhupada in one class, You all know what are those Simply Wonderfuls? Those sweets?
Maybe
powdered milk and butter, yeah, and sugar, powdered sugar, yeah, yeah. So anyway, he said, Prabhupada, what happens when we give somebody a Simply Wonderful on the street? Srila Prabhupada said, he will come to your temple and he will become Simply Wonderful.
Ir Prabhupada atsakė, jis ateis į jūsų šventyklą ir taps tiesiog nuostabiu.
He said, your Krishna is simply wonderful.
Taigi, jūsų Krishna tiesiog nuostabus.
The process of Krishna consciousness is simply wonderful.
Krishna sąmonės procesas yra tiesiog nuostabus.
And you all are simply wonderful.
Ir jūs visi čia irgi tiesiog nuostabus.
And then one devotee said, Prabhupada is simply wonderful.
Ir kažkuris iš bhaktų pasakė, Prabhupada irgi tiesiog nuostabus.
Prabhupada said, that's all right, have kirtan. So in this way, you see, if nothing else, give them some Simply Wonderful. Distribute thousands and millions of Simply Wonderfuls. And you can make all of Lithuania Krishna conscious. They won't know what is in this sweet. I've never tasted anything like this.
But
just tell me where I can get more of these sweets. Our temple, one of our temple presidents in Helsinki.
Vienas iš mūsų šventyklos prezidentų Helsinki.
He got a sweet on the street from Avadhuta Chandra Prabhu.
Jisai tiesiog gavo tokį saldumyną iš Avadhuta Chandra Prabhu gatvėje.
And just by getting that sweet, he became a devotee.
Ir tiesiog suvalgęs tą saldainį, jis tapo bhaktu.
So never underestimate the power of Krishna prasadam. If they're not ready for philosophy yet, you give them some prasadam. Fill them up to the neck. In this way, they will all become devotees. Any other questions?
Kokia veikla mano ar kamus kito stabdo progresavimą kažką savo.
Tavo progresavimas
mano bendrai. That's so loud, a little bit softer than the microphone. Mm-hmm.
Kokios atsigavusių klaidos ar veikla stabdo progresą.
So, what does the mistakes or actions in my life are stumbling blocks in my progress in Krishna consciousness.
Stumbling block means forgetting Krishna.
Reiškia tos kliūtis, tai reiškia pamiršti Krishna.
So you simply have to eliminate forgetfulness of Krishna from your 24 hours.
Taigi jums tiesiog reikia pašalinti trikdžius prisiminti Krishna visą jūsų parą.
You have to be introspective.
Reiškia reikia žvelgti į savo vidų.
You must always observe your mind and see, well, am I thinking of Krishna or not?
Visą laiką reikia analizuoti, pasižiūrėti į savo vidų, ar aš turiu galvoju apie Krishna, ar aš
prisimenu. Am I remembering Krishna or am I forgetting Krishna?
Ar aš prisimenu Krishna, ar aš užmirštu jį?
If you can always keep that vision, you will never forget Krishna.
Ir jeigu jūs visą laiką seksite save, tai va žiūrėsite, jūs niekada nepamiršite Krishna.
Just make sure that you're always Krishna conscious from the minute you get up.
Taigi nuo pat tos akimirkos, kai jūs pabudite visą laiką, akilai stebėkite, ar jūs prisimenate.
When you wake up, Hare Krishna.
Atsibundant,
Hare When Krishna. You brush your teeth, Hare Krishna.
Kai valote dantis, Hare Krishna.
When you get in the shower, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna.
Kai maudote duše, irgi
dainuot, Hare Krishna. When you're putting your dhoti or your sari, if you're a Mataji, your tilak, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare
Krishna.
If you live in the temple, make sure to come to Mangalarti. And if you're at home, get up before the sunrise and have a Vastakam prayers at home also. And chant 16 good rounds before sunrise as far as possible.
Ir jeigu tik įmanoma, dar iki saulėje patekėjus sukartokite kaip minimum 6
gerų ratų. And then, when you drink some water,
ir kai
gersite vandenį.
What does Krishna say?
Ką Krishna sako?
Rasoham apsukanteya. I am the taste of water, son of Kunti.
Krishna sako, o Kunti sūnau, aš esu vandens.
So whenever you drink some water, you simply remember that Krishna is the taste of the water.
Ir kai tik gersite vandenį, prisiminkite, o Krishna
sako, aš esu vandens skonis.
Argi tai sudėtinga?
Oh, this water is so nice.
O, tas vanduo toks nuostabus.
It quenches the thirst.
Jisai numalšina troškulį.
Such a nice thing, this water, you see.
Dalykas,
in this way you can remember Krishna.
Tokiu būdu jūs galite prisiminti
Krishna. Even when you're drinking water.
Netgi tiesiog gerdamas vandenį.
You drink water, don't you?
Argi, tu irgi turbūt geri vandenį.
All you have to do is remember, Krishna is the taste of the water.
Tiesiog tai reikia prisiminti Krishna, vandens skonis.
Water, so nice thing. Krishna, 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 Krishna.
Krishna.
In this way, always think of Krishna.
Tokiu būdu visą laiką galvok.
There is no stumbling block for Krishna consciousness.
Iš tikrųjų, nėra jokių trikdžių Krishna sąmonėje.
Except for one thing, and that's forgetting Krishna.
Vienintelė kliūtis, tai yra pamiršti.
So, if you will live your daily life in such a way that you cannot forget Krishna.
Taigi, jeigu savo dieną sudėliosite taip ir gyvensite taip, kad niekada nepamirštumėt Krishna.
You will very quickly become a pure devotee.
Labai greitai tapsite tyru bhaktu.
Hare Krishna. Any other questions? Yes, Hari Bol Ananda.
Kaip ir neaukoja, o personalistas, jisai žinoja, kai vanduo, tai Krishna sąmoningai, jis tą vandenį paukoja, čia papildo.
Most probably he had heard this in Bhakti Shastri, that the difference between impersonalist and personalist, that impersonalist understands that this is the...
Dar kartą pakartoju. Jisai žinoja, bet jisai tam...
He understands that this is Krishna's energy, but personalist not only understands that this is Krishna's energy, but also offers it to Krishna. So this is the difference between impersonalist and personalist.
But how the impersonalist can understand that it's Krishna's energy? Because according to the impersonal philosophy, there is no Krishna actually.
But kaip impersonalistas gali suprasti, kad yra Krishna's energy?
There is no person Krishna.
Jeigu jie nepripažįsta Krishna's asmenybės.
Everything is one.
Viskas yra viena.
He doesn't make a distinction between the possessor of the energy and the energy.
Ta prasme, jie nedaro skirtumo tarp energijos savininko ir pačios energijos.
Tiesiog ten, gal netaip supratau, kaip sakė, kai buvo pasakyta, kad yra dvi, gal tas impersonalistas būti pradedantis bhakti, manau, kažkas tokio.
So maybe this impersonalist who thinks so, maybe he is a beginning bhakti.
Yeah, if an impersonalist thinks this is all the energy of Krishna, then actually he's a Kanishta Adhikari. Once he acknowledges the person Krishna, he's no longer an impersonalist. Next question.
Можно ли, если еще не реализовал, делиться знанием, не реализовано?
Вопрос.
Ну, это вопрос, да. Можно ли делиться тем, чем ты еще не реализовал, а прочитал теоретически?
Can I share the knowledge which I didn't realize yet?
You haven't realized it, and how you can share it? I mean, how you can even explain it if you haven't realized it? Theoretically, no.
But I don't know in practice yet.
Well, whatever you have heard, you can repeat. That's a fact.
Visa tai, ką tu girdėjai, tu gali pakartoti.
Do you accept that Krishna is God?
Ar tu pripažįsti, kad Krishna Dievas?
You can tell everyone that Krishna is God.
Ir tada tu kiekvienam gali pasakyti, kad Krishna Dievas.
Have you realized that Krishna is God?
O ar tu realizavai, kad Krishna Dievas?
No. Well, if you keep telling everybody that Krishna is God on faith that he is, you will gradually realize him also.
Bet jeigu tu visiem kartuosi, kad Krishna Dievas, Krishna Dievas, tai tiesiog...
So whatever you have heard from authoritative sources, you repeat them.
Ir visą tai, ką tu girdėjai iš autoritetingų šaltinių, tu gali tai pakartoti.
And by that repeating of authoritative information, you will realize what you're preaching.
Ir kartuodamas tai, ką išgirdai iš autoritetingų šaltinių, tu realizuosi tai, ką pamokslavai.
So go on preaching this Krishna consciousness. Whatever you have heard from Prabhupada, you repeat them. With firm faith. In this way you will get full realization of all the Vedic wisdom. Gyanena tu tad agyanam idesha mashetanat manaha tesham madhityam vajyanam prakashayati tatpadam. Try 438. That might be a... When one is enlightened with that knowledge, either that or 516, one of the two.
Five.
When one is enlightened with that knowledge by which nescience is destroyed, then his knowledge reveals everything as the sun lights up everything in the daytime. So if you keep explaining this knowledge, it'll just, and then there'll be a, is it 516? 438?
Three or four?
It's either 438 or 516. Let's see which one it is. It's 516. Yeah. It's 516. So, you can read the translation.
Gyanena tu tad agyanam.
Gyanena tu tad agyanam. Yesham nashitanatmanaha.
Tačiau, kai žmogų nutvėsti žinojimas ir sklaidantis neišmanimą, jam viskas atsiveria, taip diena viską apšviečia saulė.
So, if you will keep explaining what you have heard from authoritative sources, this will purify your heart. And that brilliant sun of Krishna Bhakti will arise within your heart just like a sunrise in a beautiful spring morning. So whatever you have heard, you keep explaining it. Just make sure you've heard it from authoritative sources. Whatever you have read in Prabhupada's books, that you can repeat. Whatever is confirmed by Srila Prabhupada, that you can repeat. Next question.
Kas yra pagrindinis šaltinis, čia paaiškinti, kada vyksta pamokslavimas, kas yra tos energijos šaltinis, iš ko ateina energija pamokslavimui?
What is the main source for the preaching? The main source of the potency of preaching.
Potency?
Yeah, the main source of
potency. Guru Parampara.
Pagrindinis šaltinis yra Guru ir Parampara.
That is confirmed by Krishna. Bhagavad Gita 4:2. Evam parampara praptam rimam rajarshayo vidu. This knowledge was thus received through the chain of disciplic succession. And the saintly kings understood it in that way. So you have to take it through disciplic succession. This is called Avaroha Panta. Descending process. The knowledge is coming down from the higher authorities, from Krishna to Brahma to Narada to Vyas to Madhvacharya, down to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the six Goswamis, Naratam, Vishwanath, Bhaktivinoda, etc., down to Prabhupada, and now we are presenting the same thing. By taking this knowledge through the Parampara system, faithfully repeating what you have heard from the previous acharyas, following in their footsteps, these great acharyas will empower you with bhakti shakti. You simply have to be the message deliverer, that's all.
Jums tiesiog tai reikia būti
message. You just have to be just like that company, DHL company.
DHL courier.
DHL courier service. You simply have to be an honest employee of DHL courier service, and then you're appreciated by the company. So you have to be a DHL courier man for Krishna, you see. You deliver the message coming down from Krishna. Do not invent or concoct something new. Just take what the previous acharyas have given and faithfully repeat it according to your audience.
Tiesiog atkartokite tai, ką yra sakę ankstesnėje acharijos, atitinkamai auditorijai, kuri jūsų klauso.
They sometimes call this channeling.
Kartais tai yra vadinama, nežinau kaip išversti.
It's called channeling, where you act as a channel for someone else. They act through you.
Tai yra tiesiog kaip skaidri terpė, per kurią ateina teka.
So you simply act as a channel through which your guru's blessings, your guru shakti can be distributed to the fallen souls.
Jūs tiesiog kaip skaidri terpė, per kurią jūsų dvasinio malonio mokytojo malonė šakti persiduoda sąlygotam sieloms.
Any other questions?
Ar yra dar klausimų?
Yes.
Iš to galima suprasti, jeigu žmogus, nu, mažai ką gali pasakyti apie Krišną, bet jis tiesiog duoda knygelę žmogui kitam. Daug nekomentuodamas, tai irgi labai palanku.
So, should we understand that if even a person is not able to speak a lot eloquently, but if he simply gives a book, so this is also a very big deed.
If you can convince them to take a book,
jeigu jūs sugebate įtikinti jį paimti knygą,
you are already an eloquent speaker.
Jūs jau esate pats iškiliausias kalbėtojas.
That's the perfection of eloquence.
Ta prasme, kad tai yra viso iškalbumo viršūnė.
Mukam karoti vachalam pangum lam gedgite giram yat kripa tamahang vande shi guru dinataram. That even if one is cannot speak very nicely, if he has the mercy of guru, he becomes eloquent speaker.
Bet jeigu jis turi dvasinio mokytojo malonę, jis tampa pačiu geriausiu oratoriumi.
Even if one cannot give eloquent Bhagavatam classes, if you can convince people to take a book, you're an eloquent speaker.
Net jeigu jūs nesugebate skaityti labai tokių gerų Bhagavatam paskaitų, bet įtikinate kažką paimti knygą.
I travel all over the world and I've given thousands of lectures.
Aš keliavau per pasaulį ir skaičiau tūkstančius paskaitų.
But I really relish the nectar of reading the Sankirtan stories of devotees when they're out on book distribution, what they said to this person, what they said to that person. That is true eloquence.
Bet iš tikrųjų man didžiausia pasitenkinimas suteikia skaityti Sankirtanos bakto istorijas, o tą pasakiau tam žmogui, o tai ten nutiko, o tai yra iš tikrųjų patys geriausi kalbėtojai.
Because there's thousands and million types of situations you face out on the street when you're distributing books.
Nes kai platinate knygas gatvėje, susidurite su tūkstančiais įvairiausių situacijų.
And to be able to react to that person's mind in such a way that he takes a book, you have to be in touch with the super soul to do that.
Ir jeigu jūs sugebate kažkam, su kuriuo susitinkate gatvėje, įtikinti paimti knygą, atsižvelgdami į laiką, į vietą ir aplinkybes,
That's how one becomes an eloquent speaker.
Bet to dėka žmogus ir tampa puikiu oratoriumi, puikiu kalbėtoju.
You simply have to be in touch with the super soul.
Tiesiog reikia turėti ryšį su parama.
And allow the super soul to act through you and speak through you.
Ir leisti super sielai kalbėti per jus.
I was never a public speaker.
Aš niekada nebuvo toksai viešas oratorius.
But I was when I moved into the ashram, some public speaking class at the university invited me to come and tell them about Krishna consciousness.
Bet kai prisijungiau prie judėjimo, kažkokia manęs paprašė paskaityti viešą paskaitą.
They were not so interested in Krishna consciousness. They just wanted to analyze my public speaking ability. Because that was their subject matter, you know, to study the art of giving public speaking. And they told me I had given a very excellent talk. So if you are convinced that Krishna is God, and you speak your heart to help those people come closer to Krishna, you can immediately become an eloquent speaker. Actually, the devotees sent me to appear on television also, to speak on television. I just moved into the temple and they said, you go on television. All by myself. They sent me alone to be on television. I had no public speaking ability. But I found that just if you're simply convinced that Krishna is God and you want to share Krishna with everyone, Krishna will help you, tell you what to say. Even as I sit here on this Vyasasan, I personally have no qualification to sit on this Vyasasana. But I'm just trying to act as a channel for Srila Prabhupada and the previous acharyas. So in this way, people are very inspired by my speaking all over the world. But it's not my credit. The only credit I have is I'm faithfully trying to repeat what Prabhupada has given to me. That's
it.
So every devotee, he can do the same thing. Whatever you have heard, you repeat. And whatever you have realized, you explain that. In a way that is attractive for your audience. So our time has run out. We will be coming back next week. What day?
Wednesday.
Next Wednesday we will be coming back for a repeat.
Because
one class just isn't enough, you know. You were such enthusiastic hearers here in Vilnius. And plus, I didn't get to see Shamananda Prabhu tonight.
He's a little bit sick, but,
sick.
Yeah, but he's
watching.
Yeah.
Shamananda, my obeisances unto you. I hope you're well by next Wednesday so I can see you. So again, I want to thank you all very, very much for your participation in this Krishna consciousness movement. Please continue fanning the fire of bhakti within your heart. Even if your bhakti is only a tiny little spark, fan that bhakti and fan it until it becomes a blazing bonfire
that can
engulf the entire world. Srimad Bhagavad Gita ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai.
Sankarsana Prabhu ki
jai.